Did you tell the Home Secretary, when you finished your report, that 114 files, some of them which may have been relevant to the inquiry that you asked an unnamed person to conduct, a report of which she never saw, but relied on your obviously excellent judgment in telling her that you regarded this as something that was a matter for you, you didn't tell her then that 114 files had gone missing?
I don't recall doing so, and I don't imagine I would. I went through with her the broad conclusions of the report and the broad process that we had followed. And, of course, the investigator concluded that he didn't believe that he hadn't seen any evidence that there was any material within the scope of his inquiry, so including those files, that had been inappropriately destroyed or removed.
But
and so it was at that level.
Do you know who authorised the removal of these files or the destruction of these
files? No, I don't. And this is the issue with the 114, Mr. Chairman. The most of these files were probably destroyed because the kinds of topics that they covered would have been subject to the normal file destruction procedures that were in place at that time. But they can't be confirmed to have been destroyed because there isn't a proper log of what was destroyed and what wasn't.
And that causes you concern about the way in which the Home Office keeps records, I assume?
Indeed, Mr. Chairman. And of course, when I commissioned this review, and you'll recall that Mr. Watson's question asked for copies of the original correspondence from the late Geoffrey Dickens to be placed in the Library of the House. And I must admit, I presumed that we would be able to locate quite a lot of that. I assumed it would be possible to find that, to find the responses, and just be able to present that material. And I assumed there would be other material that would be relevant. So, of course, it's a matter of concern to me that that correspondence, we no longer have copies of that correspondence. The family, regrettably, no longer have copies of it. And therefore, we're having to work from file references, files largely that refer to it, and descriptions of what happened, rather than the original source material itself.